Live. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and that's 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on our site. They are totally free. That includes the ability to actually edit the content on the site. And the reason, and the way you do that is by submitting content to our site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, news story, blog post, maybe it's a YouTube video or something. You put it into the site, submit it as show prep there, give it a title, give it a short description, and then it'll appear on the upcoming stories page. At that point, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site, where it'll be more likely seen by the host of the show, talked about on the air, and certainly it will be seen by visitors to the site. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive with you in the studio. It's Ian here.
JJ.
And William, who's not paying attention.
Oh.
Hey, William. William Kostrick. William Kostrick is here with us, and JJ from Manchester. They are behind freestatenow.com, something we spent the first hour of the show on tonight, and something worth your time if you missed that hour and you are interested at all in what's going on with the Free State Project. This is a really exciting project, sub-project, I guess, if you will, of the Free State Project that is designed to really move the signers forward, to get from 13,500-something or wherever we're at right now, below 14,000, to 20,000. And so we can trigger that move date to where that 20,000 folks actually does get out of where they are and make the move to New Hampshire so they can get active and actually make a difference.
Yes.
And have an effect, because it can be frustrating when you feel kind of alone. And I know that's how I felt. Even though there were libertarians around in Sarasota, Florida, where I was born and raised, there just wasn't a movement. There wasn't anything really that was sticking. There wasn't any real traction. And, you know, it was great to meet up with people and complain about, the overreach of the state once a week with the Libertarian Party meetings. But beyond that and beyond a little bit of outreach that we were doing here and there, there really wasn't anything else happening. In New Hampshire, that's not a problem. In
right.
New Hampshire, there's more happening than you could possibly do. More happening than even if you had a full-time amount of time to devote to it than you could possibly do, in my opinion. Do you guys agree?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. The calendar's always full.
Yeah, and sometimes it gets to the point where there's one thing to do and another thing to do, and it's a tough choice. Like, where do you go? What do you do? You don't want to miss both of them, but you have to because they're both scheduled at the same time. There's just that much going on.
I think it's also the support network is huge.
Yes.
In that whether it's getting elected to office or doing civil disobedience or even doing some agorist or free market activities, having people around you to support you and to help you out whenever you need either feedback or you need someone to run something past someone or get a second opinion or to just help you create your project, that's what we have here. And I think that's the success that we've seen, is because there are so many people who have time and energy. And so it's a free market of ideas, where if you have a strong idea and you can persuade someone to help you, well, you'll probably find help making your activism happen and achieving something.
Indeed. In fact, maybe that's one of the reasons why Benjamin, who is calling us on Skype from California, is considering making a move. Benjamin, are you with us?
I am here.
Good to have you on the line. I know that you are a Free State Project participant. Are some of those the reasons why you're considering leaving California and coming to New Hampshire?
Oh, absolutely. I know that's the reason why my entire family is actually signed up as part of the Free State Project.
Wow. Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know we've heard from your mother before, and we know your brother is also on board. That's huge. And
Benjamin, just to give a props, he was one of the first people to send us a message when we first did the soft launch for the campaign. And
for Free State Now?
Yes, and he's got an affiliate link that he can spread and get signers with.
Very
and,
cool.
Right, Benjamin?
Absolutely. I've already turned it into a QR code, and I'm just trying to figure out a good way to spread it around.
Excellent.
Nice. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of people, on Facebook and around the Internet, because of the whole, guns being in the media lately, talking about, well, guns are to protect us against tyranny, and I won't let go of my guns. I'll have to take them from me by force, and people being excited over sheriffs who are like, I'm not going to enforce any Obama gun control or whatever. And I have to just say, I think they're all full of it. All these gun polishers are just full of crap. They're not willing to do anything now. So they're not willing to do low-level activism or assert their rights now, but they're going to go get themselves killed when it's when the government's coming for them. I think it's laughable.
I think that in response to that, there's a saying that it's easy to die for what you believe in. It's difficult to live it. And so really for them to say that, even if it were true, doesn't take the level of commitment that it does to take action every day towards a positive outcome. Also, everyone has a different line in the sand. And, you know, a lot of people may be upset about foreign wars or the economy or any number of issues, but they're really not going to do anything until it affects their individual life. And for
until someone, it's too late?
Sure. Pretty yeah, much. Absolutely. But yeah. But the fact is that I think for some of these guys, that maybe that is their line, and maybe that will make it personal enough to them that they will actually get involved. But whatever people's lines are, they're all going to get crossed in short order. So we're going to see a huge influx, I think. And that's another reason why the Free State Project, its time has come. Free State now is making it happen.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. One of the other things I've seen passed around is you know, people talking about, you know, concentration camps. And some people saying, well, see, it's happened here before, and there's pictures of the Japanese internment camps and how they'll resist that kind of stuff. And I think people are going to look at the past, and instead of going, oh, it's so awful, it's so horrible, we'll go, well, no, look, the American government, the United States government didn't kill the Japanese. They got let out after a few years and destroying their lives.
Right.
I think the fact that it's already happened before and people weren't slaughtered en masse, people will go, well, yeah, this sucks and this is horrible, but, you know, if we just toughen, you know, if we just stay tough for a little bit, we'll all get let out.
Yeah, well, again, it's sort of the, you know, that's already too late at that point, you know, and,
right.
And I think kind of what I would do personally when dealing with these individuals is, I mean, offer up suggestions as to what they can do now to make, to enrich their lives with liberty now and how they can make a better situation for themselves now, instead of talking about, it's the same thing as talking about like the zombie apocalypse or any sort of, you know, end time sort of talk. It's like if that's what these individuals are talking about is when this bad thing happens, then I'm going to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and yet they're living in this sort of hollow existence. It's sort of like perhaps they just need a little guidance or a little suggestion into, well, you could do things today to make your life better, and they're not that difficult. In fact, people are already doing them. In fact, if you look at this New Hampshire stuff. Mm. You know, it's like sort of pushing them and showing them sometimes that there is something outside the box, and that if you think outside
point.
The box, maybe they hadn't thought of it, or maybe they're just in this mode.
We kind of did that last night here on Free Talk Live, where the guy called in from New York. He's behind some gun, you know, pro-gun organization, really frustrated, obviously, by the new laws that they're moving through there in New York. And, you know, he was talking about how they're going to have a rally, and they're going to form a third party, and, you know, they're going to, you know,
right?
We laugh at that because we know it's not going to work.
Right.
We've had the experience.
I don't laugh, man. I cringe.
Yeah.
It's so painful.
It is, isn't
it's
it?
Just
it's such a
it
waste. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. But they don't know. They've never done anything before. They've just complained before, and now they're looking at their options. What can we do? Okay, it's as you guys have said, it's gone too far already. But a lot of these people, they're just now deciding to do something, and unfortunately, the things they're deciding to do are the same things that people have been trying to do for the last several decades, at least that I've, you know, been around, and they haven't worked then, and they're certainly not going to work now. You're not going to be able to start a third party in New York and get any traction.
Sure,
it's
but
ridiculous.
They really, this is one of those places where people really, really do have to make their own mistakes.
It's you true.
Know,
you can't tell them.
There's so many people, you know, and once you start waking up, you decide, well, I better get into politics.
Yep.
And then it takes a while to figure it out.
That it doesn't work. Well, at least it's working in New Hampshire, I think.
Right.
There are actually people getting elected here as part of the Free State Project. We've had a couple dozen people actually get elected as state house representatives here. But in most places, it just doesn't work. The system's stacked against you. It's certainly stacked against third parties. And as the Ron Paul guys found out, if you're a Ron Paul guy and you're in the Republican Party, that Republican Party is stacked against you. I don't know if you have more, Benjamin. You're welcome to stick with us here in a moment. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 25th, 2013. Gold opened up this morning at $1,668.75. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,710.29, a half ounce for $855.14, or a quarter ounce for $427.57. That's $1,710.29, $855.14, or $427.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's worth mentioning you can connect with us on Skype, as Benjamin just did, from California. Sounds great most of the time. As long as you don't have something uploading and sucking up all your bandwidth, you'll probably sound really good if you've got one of those headset mics. Go to, if you're on Skype, you can connect to us at lrn.fm. Just send us a request on Skype. We will accept all requests. And then once you get your request accepted, you will then be able to call in at that point. So Skype us at lrn.fm or call in toll free, 855-453, and join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com.
where you've got access to our mobile site. Perhaps you have a smartphone and you would like to listen to our live streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. That's m.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's totally free like the rest of our website. But maybe you would like to make a contribution to what we're doing here at Free Talk Live. We do have the Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and toss whatever amount you feel is appropriate in there. Of course, bitcoin.freetalklive.com also has some links that will help you learn more about the Bitcoin. It is something that is, it's been pretty amazing the last several days. The price has gone up pretty significantly just in this week alone. I'm gonna pull up the current price right now for you here, according to my handy app on the Android. $17.04. It spiked up to 19 something, I think it was yesterday. And so it's been a little volatile over the last week, but it seems like over time it just keeps going up in general. Now, obviously, there's no guarantee that's going to continue happening in the future. But right now, it's the number one currency, the most valuable currency in the entire world when compared with all the other state currencies out there. It's that valuable because it's useful. It's decentralized, meaning that there's no central organization, there's no government, no bank, no corporation that's behind this. It's an open source project that anybody can get involved with. It's something that is useful. This is it's a concept. It's both a currency and it's a payment system, and it's secure. It can't be cracked into by the state. The government can't shut this down. It can be used anonymously, which means that you can use it to buy all kinds of interesting things online that you can't necessarily go down to Walmart and purchase.
That's horrible. Something must be done.
They can't really do anything about it. So too bad for the governments of the world. Bitcoin forever. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more. And if you're a business owner, you're going to want to learn more about how to accept Bitcoins for your business. You guys are running freestatenow.com, and it's kind of a business. There's money involved.
Sure.
You need to fundraise. You've got to get people to contribute some money so you can get more Free State Project signers. And you do have a Bitcoin option at freestatenow.com.
That's right.
And other businesses are going to start wanting Bitcoin. They're going to want to start taking it because their customers are going to ask for it. And if your customers are saying, hey, can we pay in Bitcoins, and your answer is no, then you're going to want to figure out how to make that answer yes. And BitPay.com can help you with that. They can make it so you can accept Bitcoins easily on your website and turn them into cash. Because if you're running a business, unfortunately right now, people that you're buying things from, they still want you to pay in cash. The people that you know you're paying for your utility bills, they still want cash. So having cash is still useful, and if you can easily convert Bitcoins into cash, that's a useful service for a business, and BitPay.com can help you out with that. Again, that's BitPay.com. Let's go to the phones. Zach's on the line listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Zach. Zach?
Hey,
hello?
Sorry about that.
Hey.
I wanted to talk to you guys about, you want to talk about shootings, the movie God Bless America by Bobcat Goldthwait. It's on Netflix. Are you familiar with this?
Is this a new movie?
Well,
or
I think
old?
It came out in 2011. I just now heard about it on the Joe Rogan podcast I was watching, and that movie touched me deep down inside. It really, it was a beautiful experience to watch.
And it's called God Bless America?
Yes, it is.
Bobcat Goldthwait, man, I haven't heard that name in years. I didn't even know he was still alive,
right?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't do that persona anymore. But
oh, really?
He made a movie with Robin Williams, World's Greatest Dad. That one was pretty weird. He makes dark, dark comedy. So anyone thinking it's going to be a patriotic, it is kind of a patriotic movie. Anyway, this guy, he kind of like, he goes off the rails a little bit when he finds out he has a brain tumor. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but there is a massive amount of gunplay in that movie. And I don't know. It's just I don't want to ruin it for anybody. Anyone with Netflix,
you recommend it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Better or worse than Shakes the Clown?
I think it's better. I think it's a lot more refined, but it's in the exact same vein as that.
Okay, I'll add it to my I'll add it to my list of movies that I'll never watch because I haven't watched a Netflix in like a month or two.
You're a busy guy.
I know. I mean, I could take the time to stop down and do it, but just I've got one movie that's just been sitting there on my shelf for weeks. And Netflix loves it when you do that. You know, they love their customers that just don't rent any movies and just sit on one.
You can stream it.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
It's on the streaming. And if you're ever in a bad mood, if you're ever disgusted with humanity, pop that movie on and just, you know, you'll feel someone to sympathize with a little bit.
All right, man. Thanks for that recommendation. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I think New York State should allow the use of tire chains. I'm driving my cab as we speak, and they're against the law, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, that's my 2 cents.
Thanks for the call tonight, Zach. Drive safe out there. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mentioned there is a website that we're going to talk about here, and the story is from CBS in Dallas-Fort Worth. The website, described as a revenge porn site, is posting explicit photos submitted by men seeking revenge on their ex-girlfriends. But a group of Texas women may get the last laugh after filing a lawsuit against the site. Holly Toops, age 32, says she stopped breathing for a while when she found semi-nude pictures of herself on the site. Toops went from being a modest teacher's aide in Beaumont, Texas, to an unintended porn star after an ex-boyfriend posted explicit photos along with personal information. She says, I was at the store one day and somebody was like, hey, you're the girl from that website.
Wow.
Toops and 25 other women are suing the site and its owner, who has a fictitious address in Richardson, Texas. The attorney for the lady says, I am very confident I'll find that person. It really touched my heart, the amount of emotional devastation every one of these women have suffered. I imagine it also touched him in the wallet book, or the pocketbook, because he thinks he's going to make some money on this. The lawsuit comes after the women say the website refused to remove the photos unless they paid a fee. According to Toops, she said, I thought it was outrageous that they had the gall to ask me to do that. It's not hard to track down unsuspecting women who had nude and sexually explicit photos through Facebook or other social media. I think there was a missing word there, posted. CBS 11 News found dozens of women in North Texas on the site, and one who says her father alerted her that she was a revenge porn victim.
Wow.
That's probably an awkward moment.
Yeah, that's...
Dad calls you up to let you know that he saw you on a revenge porn website.
Right.
Well, at least, that means Dad was surfing the site in the first place, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, but it's probably better to find your daughter on that sort of site than any of the other ones that aren't about revenge.
You mean an actual porn site?
Yeah, exactly. You know, or whatever.
She says, it was humiliating, and I didn't want to go anywhere. I started questioning people's politeness. Was it genuine? How are you doing? Or was it in the back of your mind, I saw you on that site, says Toops. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. Local attorney Victor Johnson says the lawsuit could be difficult to pursue if the website's operator can prove it's a bulletin board and that they have no control over the content. But my question is should this be a legal case? Should this be a case that's even taken seriously? I mean, you did take your clothes off in front of a camera, right? Let's get back into this here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that's on your mind or tell us what you think about this revenge porn site. Are these women in the right? Should they be given the win on this lawsuit? 855-450-FREE.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. There are a variety of different things you can do on the site. And one of those things you can do is help support the show. You can help get us on more radio stations across the country. We should be having a brand new station in Alabama coming on board next week. Looking forward to announcing them at that time. So if you'd like to help us out, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can order whatever it is you're looking for through Amazon. They probably have whatever it is you want, because they have dozens of categories, probably millions of items. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, you see links there for Amazon, Canada, UK, and the US. Click into the right one for you, and then just get whatever you need to get. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Normally, Amazon keeps all of the profits if you just go through their regular site, but when you enter through our links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of it. So it's the same great prices, it's the same great selection, the same great customer service, the same, you know, excellent user reviews, and all the features you're used to. You're just starting through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. When you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, again, shop.freetalklive.com. And one of the things you can buy on Amazon is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, a movie in which, JJ, you make an appearance.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, I've got to finish watching that movie.
What? You haven't seen
the
whole thing?
Halfway through, and then. Oh, then I moved, and crazy life happened.
You are a busy man. I totally understand.
I totally feel bad that I haven't watched it, actually.
If you might even not even gotten to the scene where you're in it.
I haven't seen myself in it.
Okay.
And, you know, I haven't seen the other one that was done by the college either, so.
Oh, the one with that the college kids made about the Free State Project.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't seen that one yet either. And so victimlesscrimespree.com, you could, JJ, if you wanted to, when you go home tonight, you could watch that movie because it's free online. But there's also a DVD that you can order through Amazon. And if you'd like to do that, you can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. The DVD has been delayed. It was originally supposed to be out this week. There have been some problems behind the scenes at the distributor. They moved offices, and there was a missed deadline as a result of that. So we had to push it back by a few weeks, and I profusely apologize for that because I was really excited about
product coming out as well. And I know that others are, people have been pre-ordering. So I guess the good news is you can still pre-order and still get the $8.99 pre-order price on Amazon and get Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free and get it so you can share it with your friends and family.
Right.
The backside of the DVD actually has, instead of a threat, you know how most DVDs have the threat, like, warning, you can't watch this with more than three people and you can't display it for anyone and you have to ask permission. And right. Ours says, thank you for buying a copy of the DVD. We want you to show it to your friends. So maybe some of them will buy it. You know, please display it. In fact, we just put a web page on the website up about how to have your own screening for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I don't care if you rent out your own theater and charge money for people to go and see it. You can make a profit showing Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. That's cool with me. So, and I'm the executive producer of the film, so I can say that. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch the movie tonight. If you like it, you can buy the DVD, and it'll come out on February 19th. We're going to have them at the Liberty Forum in physical reality, and Derek J will be there, and he will be willing to sign your DVD case for you as well. So if you're going to be at the Liberty Forum, you'll have that to look forward to. Plus, JJ, if you haven't seen it by then, mark off Friday night for the Liberty Forum because we're going to be doing the premiere of the director's cut of the film. And actually, one of the fixes, the director's cut's the ultimate version of the movie. We fixed and tweaked a lot of things. It was watched and rejected a number of times, and the DVD was, there was a real grueling process going through the DVD because, you know, you got to test it, right? And so I was the tester as well, and I was going through checking all the, you know, the links to the different chapters, and we found out that one of the chapter links was off, and it had thrown off the rest of the chapter links, and so that had to be fixed. And then I noticed that there wasn't actually a title underneath you in the scene in which you appear, so we sent that back and put J.J. Schlesinger and Starfall Media underneath your name, so that's there, and that doesn't appear in the original version of the film. So there's been a lot of tweaks, and it's definitely the ultimate version. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com and enjoy that because it's a lot of fun. Now, we're talking about another website. The site is actually texan.com with three X's, TEXXXAN.com. That's the site that is being sued right now by 26 women in Texas. They're suing the site. They're suing its owner, that they have yet to determine who the owner is, apparently, but they are going after this site because boyfriends or husbands or whoever have gone to the site and have submitted pictures of their ex-girlfriends in revealing photos. I mean, they're possibly naked, semi-naked, as this one woman described herself, and they're outraged by this, and they feel like they've been, harmed in some way. And I just wonder, it's bad taste for these boyfriends to do this, I think, generally. But is it illegal? Should it be something that is actually an actionable, court-actionable issue?
It really is a brutally complicated subject. There are so many really important questions that you'd have to have the answer to. And what makes it even more difficult to talk about is that people do have a gut emotional reaction to it.
Yeah.
And you have to overcome that before you can even start to have a rational conversation about it. And then it's still going to be a complicated conversation.
And it's probably a conversation that's going to continue happening because, as we were talking about before, everybody's got a video camera now. Everybody's got a photo, photography device in their smartphone. So there's more amateur porn now than there has ever been simply because it's so easy to do. And, you know, maybe these girls, these ladies really loved their boyfriends at the time in which these things happened, and they consented to being photographed naked, and they trusted them to not do anything untoward with those photos.
Right.
But then things went south in the relationship, and the guys wanted to get revenge. And I'm sure it works in the reverse, by the way. I'm sure there have been women who have posted pictures of their ex-boyfriends online as well. It's just that that's not what this particular story is about. But, you know, you take your clothes off in front of a camera, and there's that chance something's going to happen with that photograph that you didn't necessarily intend.
Right.
Unless there was a contract, then there's no contract dispute here. It's just someone being tacky with, an ex-girlfriend. And these are things that have been done for a long time. I mean, before there were digital pictures, it wouldn't have been uncommon for a boyfriend to show off his girlfriend's photo that he may have taken with an old film camera to his friends. Just it would have been seen by as many people because you would have had to have physically shown them the photo versus this, now where anyone in the world can go. And actually right now you can't go because the website has been taken down by the operator due to all the media publicity. But if the person consented to the photo, I think it's just tough. You know, there's no action you can take.
If in any course of your life, if someone takes a digital photo of you and you don't have direct control over that photo, you know, they're going to do what they want with it, is what's going to happen. But I think also, even when you, there are cases where women have taken their own cell phone pictures themselves and you know, self-shot stuff, and then their phone is hacked. So it's sort of like, obviously there's unethical stuff having to do with getting your privacy invaded by having your phone broken into. But at the same time, if you take any digital photo and it's on something connected to the internet, there's a chance that someone is going to get that picture. And it's not a great chance unless you're a celebrity. But at the same time, it's a risk you take. And that's the same thing as having a physical photograph of yourself. If, you know, if someone were to, you know, as you're moving and you drop it, or, I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities.
Well, and people may not realize that there is a risk with it, and they maybe they should. I mean, I can understand that somebody might still be in the dark about how this whole internet thing works, where pictures are real easily shared online between people. But this should be a wake-up call for anybody out there. Look, if you're concerned about somebody seeing you, and she only describes herself as semi-naked, so it probably was bra and panties or something like that. But if you're concerned about someone seeing you in a revealing pose, then you can't allow yourself to be photographed. Now, I think where they would have a case would be if there were some kind of hidden camera. If the boyfriend was surreptitiously recording his bedroom and the girlfriend did not know about that, then that video was posted publicly, I would say there is a good chance they would have a case.
Yeah.
You mean a civil case?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think this should be a crime, but yeah, civil case. I mean, can you think of any other circumstance in which that there would be a real case there? Because then her privacy's been violated.
Yeah, I think you're right with that. Because, yes, surreptitiously, that has to do with the whole, we talk about wiretapping, and that would probably fall into that category of communicating information that you thought to be private.
Right, especially if you're in a you're in a bedroom or another place
exactly.
That's generally considered a private place. 855-450-FREE, you can take control of the airwaves here. I want to hear your thoughts, if you've got them, or you can bring up anything that's on your mind in the remaining moments. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-453. Or connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got archives, and they go back for years. You can go all the way back to late 2006. So go and click and download. That's all you have to do. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee or hoops that you have to jump through. They're just there. Over at freetalklive.com, the last 7 days' worth at the top of the site, and then click into the archive section to go way back. Plus, you can also get them from our SoundCloud feed, which is at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That has not only the regular Free Talk Live archives of each daily show that we do here 7 days a week, but it also includes interviews that we might be involved in, like I just posted one this afternoon from Mark when he was down in Florida recently on a vacation. He sat in at WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida, and did an interview, which was almost an hour long, and that was posted today to the SoundCloud. So you'll get that stuff, too, as well as Mark's interview series called The Edgington Post. All of that is available through the SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. If you're already over at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and you'll find the SoundCloud link there. So we're going to continue here with your calls, your thoughts, whether you've got an issue or a comment on the website that is being sued, Texan.com with three X's, TEXXAN.com, being sued for allowing people to post pictures of their ex-girlfriends or boyfriends, and presumably in revealing situations. Some of these ladies are very upset about that. But I question as to whether or not the website is responsible at all. I question whether or not the boyfriends are responsible at all. I think that it's tacky what they did, but I don't think that it should be a civil suit. I don't think that they should be liable for anything if it was a consensually taken photograph. If it wasn't consensually taken, then you get into a real difficult area where if someone's expecting privacy and they don't get it, like, you know, with some sort of toilet cam or some secret cam hidden in the ceiling of a bedroom to record sexual activities, then they may actually have a case. But should the website operator be held liable for any of this? I think they're even further disconnected from any responsibility for what's being posted on their sites. But I guess we'll find out over time. And, of course, you can call in about anything. Brian, you're on the line in Oklahoma City. Hello there.
Hi, I'm using Google Voice with a $50 headset. Okay. Does it sound pretty good?
I mean, it sounds good for a phone. It's not Skype. Unfortunately, in the phone system, you know, even if you might be inputting really good sound quality into it, at the very end of the phone system, it's probably been converted to the old bandwidth that phones operate on, which is a very limited spectrum. That's why no one sounds good on a phone. It's just an old technology, and all the phone systems, even if they are voice over IP, have to be backwards compatible with that. What we're starting to see is more phone systems are going voice over IP. And if you do end up having a voice over IP connection to a voice over IP connection through the existing phone system, it will probably sound better. It's called wideband voice or HD voice. But at this time, you don't sound like you're wideband. It sounds like you've been restricted to regular phone quality. But it sounds clear. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I had a question about Bitcoin. And when I installed Wallet, it said when I'm going to transfer money that there was like an optional fee that would make the payment go through faster.
Yeah.
And because Bitcoin is decentralized, where does that money go?
Oh, good question. I really don't know. I would presume it goes to the Bitcoin network in some way.
Yeah, I think it goes to the first, I guess, process. The people see when you do a transaction, it gets sent out to the network, and then it's verified by a couple nodes. And I'm not very clear on exactly, how that's determined or what. But there's a couple. I mean, there's many high profile nodes that have been around that have a good history with the network, and basically, it's verified by a couple of these, and then the transaction is considered solid, is considered a valid transaction, and that money would just go to these nodes for being online and being there to provide the service of validating your transaction. I think that's...
I've gotten an answer from Syphase, who is pretty knowledgeable about these matters, and he says that the fee goes to the miner that mines the block that your transaction is in.
Oh.
So we've heard about how you can make bitcoins by being a bitcoin miner, and it basically means that you download a bitcoin mining program, and then it cranks your processor or your graphics processor out, and it basically does math problems and mines these bitcoin blockchains. Or the blocks, rather. And so I guess that is what goes to reward those miners for their work.
Don't they initially get the bitcoins that they mine?
I know they get... I don't know how all that works.
He's talking about the blockchain, which is different from mining bitcoins.
Okay.
I'm not really too technically, I know enough about bitcoins to be able to do bitcoins and understand some about bitcoins, but I honestly don't know much about the bitcoin mining process.
I thought that was the incentive behind mining. It was that
you get paid.
You get that bitcoin that you mine.
Right. So I guess, I don't know. That's a good question, JJ.
Right, the question was about transactions.
Okay.
Right.
Right. So I get where you're coming from, JJ. You get the bitcoin that you would mine, presumably. But if Syphase is saying that you get a portion of the fee as well, I don't know. I don't know how all that adds up. I don't know what portion of what you're getting if you're mining. But I hope that somewhat answers your question, Brian. If it doesn't, I apologize.
That works for me. Thank you.
You know, here's what I would recommend. Go to bitcointalk.org. It's a really, really busy Bitcoin forum online. And if you post that question there, you will get a very detailed response. I'm certain.
Nice.
So I hope that helps.
I think it's a wonderful part about the new currencies, though, is learning about how they operate, and I think that's part of the due diligence behind using it.
But I don't need to know how they mine gold to know that gold is useful.
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really care that much about the Bitcoin mining aspect of it. I know somebody who is a miner of them. He lives in an apartment complex where the power bill's included in the rent, so it doesn't matter what his power is. So he's just using the power to mine some Bitcoin.
I bet.
You don't exactly get a whole lot of Bitcoins out of this, but, you know, you get something.
Well, if you stack processors, you can...
Yeah. Let's continue. Daniel's on the line listening in Manchester. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to answer Brian's question about the mining. So, yes, there is a fee with it. When I first downloaded the client and saw that fee, I'm like, oh, this is a scam. Because I assumed it was going to a central location, but it's not. It's going to, as you mentioned, the miners, the people who wish to run their computers to get a chance at getting a block. Basically, that means verifying some transactions. And anybody can join this process. So it's anybody at all can do this. So it is decentralized in that perspective. The more power your computer has, the higher the chance that you'll win. And you'll actually get the block. Now, if you win, it's more or less a lottery. If you win, that has a payout around every 10 minutes. So if you win, you get the newly issued Bitcoin. So right now that's 25 for every 10 minutes. There's 25 newly issued Bitcoin. And let's see. And then you also get all the fees with the transactions. Oh. So there's some transactions
both,
that.
Nice.
Yes. You get the fees too. And the idea is that when there's no newly issued Bitcoins, there's still the fees that will encourage people to run their computers to make sure the whole thing's working like it should.
Got it.
So they're kind of built in for that. It's also necessary to prevent what might be called a DOS attack on the whole Bitcoin network. If you had like a BitPenny and you sent it back and forth and back and forth, back and forth between two addresses, that would kind of bog down the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you send very small payments or payments that haven't been, maybe a payment you just received, then that's the transactions that there's a higher likelihood of actually having a fee required.
Yeah, I've seen that actually. Because I've tested sending small amounts of Bitcoin, like 0.0001 or something like that, and that's when it will say, sorry, the network won't allow you to send a fee or an amount this small without including this 0.005 fee or something like that.
Yeah, the fee is much more. Yeah, you could probably send one Bitcoin over and then an hour later send that same Bitcoin back with no Bitcoin, with no fee.
Right. Yeah, so the fee in most transactions is optional. The average, the standard Bitcoin transaction, but if you're trying on purpose to send a really, really small transaction, then they will require the fee. And I see what you're saying, that that's essentially a security measure to make sure that somebody can't just crash the network with a bunch of ridiculous low amounts of... That makes sense.
And
hey, Daniel, I appreciate you calling in tonight with that clarification. And man, that was fast. So the question was asked and answered within instant. Thanks for the call tonight.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's been great having you on.
Thanks a lot, man.
William Costa.
Thank you very much for having us out. Let's party.
Go to
fancily
freestatenow.com.
Yes.
Get hooked up with one of these affiliate links so you can start making a little bit of money and actually signing people up for the Free State Project. It's a win-win thing. See you tomorrow night.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.